As many sports leagues here in the United States are still figuring out when and how to start new seasons safely, Denmark is resuming soccer games after more than 2 months on hiatus. But fans will not be crowding into the stadiums in person. Instead, they'll be part of the world's first virtual grandstand, and it's free. Let's bring in Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, to talk about this and other things we're seeing on social media. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Jeremy. Thank goodness it's Friday. And my two favorite words, it's free for this virtual stadium. Shall I tell you how it works?
Yeah, so how does it work?
All right, so you pick your selection of the stadium that you want to virtually sit in. You go online and book a ticket like you normally would, and you can pick a different section of the stadium, wherever your mates want to be. And then you will be live streamed to screens in the stadium as the players play. So their virtual fans are there. So they feel the energy from their fans. So it's not just a completely empty stadium. And this is a collaboration between Zoom and the Dutch soccer club AGF, just to mark the return of soccer to Denmark.
You know, the one thing I wonder about, though, is when you have reactions on Zoom, because everybody's muted, then you don't hear, you know, if you tell a joke or something, nobody laughs.
But in the case of a sports game,
are they going to hear the reactions from the fans?
Well, this is one of the suggestions from one of the fans, is that you need to pump atmosphere into the stadium so they appreciate it. Ronan Murphy, who's a sports fan, says this is brilliant. Also very Black Mirror, you know, that sci-fi tech show, but brilliant. And then a lot of the fans were saying, they're very wary. They said this could go horribly wrong, suggesting that some fans might reveal a little bit more than their enthusiasm for the game. And I will leave it there. Hashtag Zoom bomb.
Okay. Let's stick with the screen here and talk about another show launched by the Trump campaign that's getting some attention on social media. This debuted on YouTube this week. Take a listen.
Wednesday just got better because the ladies are live, discussing the hottest topics of the week with you tonight.
And we will make America great again.
Now, this is a new women's talk show called The Right View, a play on words there with the popular ABC talk show The View, which is often very critical of President Trump. Now, Lara Trump, the president's daughter-in-law and 2020 campaign advisor, hosts the show along with other women from his campaign. How is this playing on social?
Very well amongst conservative social media fans. It's produced by Team Trump Online, and then as well as Laura Trump, she plays Whoopi. And then you've got Trump campaigners, Karina Pearson, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Mercedes Schlapp. They are eloquent, they're vivacious, they're enthusiastic supporters of the president. The whole show looks amazing. There are ad breaks, which the ad breaks are campaign ads for President Trump. So they are basically doubling down on the president's message in a TV format. Some of the hot topics they tackled was the drug hydroxychloroquine, and they supported the president taking it. Protesters staying at home against the stay-at-home mandates, they supported them protesting. Obama-Biden-gate, that got a lot of play on the talk show on Wednesday. And Elise Serrano on YouTube was one of the fans. The Right View, absolutely genius. Thank you to all of you for giving voice to women for Trump. My takeaway looking at this as something that's new to digital and social is that it's sophisticated, it is persuasive, it is all an ad, even though it looks like a TV show. And if you have the money and if you have the skills, you can create your own media. You don't have to watch the media that's out there. And that's from the Trump team online. So that's on a Wednesday. And it's a very different view, excuse the pun, from a lot of the other media that you will see around right now.
Mm-hmm. I guess President Trump's been complaining that Fox News is not being nice enough to him. Maybe this is the way to offer an alternative to that, even on the right.
Yeah, absolutely. And at Vasmo, you channeled her thought precisely. She tweeted about this and she said, not even Fox would pick this up as an actual show. I will leave it there.
Okay. One more thing. A lot of people, they thought to themselves, you know, 6 months ago, 2020, what are my plans going to be in 2020? Yeah. And of course, it's not turning out the way people expected. Uh-uh. And there are memes going around, hashtags, my plans versus 2020. What are you seeing?
Oh, this is a beautiful one because it's summed up in two pictures. Your plan, gorgeous picture. 2020, not so gorgeous picture. The couple of different themes going along here. There's a lovely one with the NBA players playing in one box. The other box is boxes of pizza. That's the reality of 2020. Stay at home. Classic movie Jaws, little child playing in the water. la, 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 play, play, play. Next picture, Jaws munching people on the beach. It's very cathartic, actually, watching some of these. Hashtag my plans 2020, my plans versus 2020. Those are all the hashtags. Some of them are very obscure TV and movie references. So just trying to work those out are really fun. Gives you something to do for Memorial Day weekend. And that's it. Hashtag my plans, Jeremy.
Well, you know, one thing that changed about my plans, I got an email reminder yesterday from Delta Airlines that said, sure, you didn't have any airline miles last month. I'm like, yeah, why do you think that is?
Why do you think that might be?
That is Femi Okay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. You too.